Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Amongst the ruins of a once salubrious seascape, our waters now lie victim to an invisible, yet remorselessly voracious beast: ocean acidification. The depths that once teemed with life now face a silent eroding force that sours our marine sanctuaries into bitter pools of despair. In an era where the ocean's grandeur is besieged by the relentless burning of fossil fuels, the resultant chemical warfare paves the way for a new acid age. It is a scourge that relentlessly eats away at the very fabric of marine life, sequestering the joy that once bubbled up from the deep like the air from a diver's tank. The haunting phantasm of corroded coral skeletons serves as a testament to nature's grim new epoch, mirroring the dissolution of hope that accompanies our insight into this simmering aquatic apocalypse. The seas are no longer places of undisturbed splendor, but have transformed into vast expanses of ecological sorrow, churning with silent screams of once vibrant ecosystems now left gasping for survival. Where the coral was a riotous celebration of color, the acid bleaches it into submission, leaving behind naught but the white ghost of its former self. The tide pools, havens of coastal biodiversity, grow increasingly barren as shellfish, and those that rely on their calcium abodes struggle to maintain their dissolving homes. The crab's armor, the clam's sanctuary, none are safe from this pervasive and unrelenting decay. Zoom out from these microcosms of misery, and the scale swells to biblical proportions. The ocean's indiscriminate uptake of the sky's excess carbon has set off a complex chain of chemical reactions, plummeting the pH to levels that rewrite marine biology textbooks with a bleak and grim prognosis. Our fishing nets come up increasingly empty, not due to lack of skill, but because the acid strips the sea of its bounties, leaving fishermen's hands as hollow as the future they once reeled in with each catch. Our plates, once heaped with the sea's offerings, grow increasingly sparse as the creatures that filled them waste away in watery graves of acid. Yet in this eschatological vista, the human element weaves a narrative thread of sorrow and irony. For it is our relentless quest for progress that fans the flames which burn the bridges between generations, leading us all into an abyss of our own making. The elixirs of industrialization and consumerism, once sweet to the palate, have curdled into a toxic draft, pouring from the cauldron of our own avarice. Be it the fishermen on the shoreline, or the sleekly suited shareholders hardly glancing at the sliding figures of quarterly seafood yields, the message is clear. The relentless march of acidification will not be contained by wishful thinking or ignorance. Its tide respects no boundary, its corrosive influence sparing none. As we cast our electronic gaze upon submerged drones revealing the rousing horror of marine massacre, the streams of data serve as a requiem for a world retreating into the maw of acidity. We bear witness to the haunting elegies of oceanographers, their words a clarion call to a world enthralled in denial's sweet but perilous embrace. So where do we stand in the face of such relentless degradation? As the architects of this dystopian aquatic panorama, is there a stone left unturned, a measure untried, that could arrest this down spiral into the corrosive clutches of our own making? While innovators and scientists pit themselves against the tide with dreams of ecological alchemy, the bitter truth remains. The calculus of salvation is backbreaking. Our past deeds have forged chains of causality so dense, the Herculean efforts required to sever them are monumental. We teeter on the precipice, facing stark choices that could either lead us into further decline or paint a faint line of hope on the bleached canvas of our marine habitats. However, the essence of this publication, with its solemn vow to never transpire hope, compels us to confront the dire truth. Our actions have inscribed an epitaph on the ocean's chest. It reads, "Here lies the remnants of majesty sacrificed on the altar of human hubris." And in this requiem of life's aquatic symphony, we find ourselves both conductors and audience to a funeral dirge that echoes in the waters, in the oceans of acid, seas of despair.